So, Chloe, this has been a long time that this issue's been going on at the Indianapolis Public Library. More than a year ago, it was when longtime CEO, Library CEO Jackie Nedis resigned. Can you give us just a tiny bit of background on, what happened ahead of her resignation from that post?
Yeah, so there was a lot of controversy surrounding that issue. She'd been accused of, racism and ableism during library hours and virtual board meetings. She resigned, and they've been searching for a CEO ever since.
What do you know about that search for the new library CEO and how that went?
So they put together a special committee for the CEO search, and their job was to find a diverse pool of candidates. From then, they would narrow down the candidates to their final two.
So you did attend. There was a public meeting. I know that it was pretty well attended. A lot of people, out for this issue. How was that meeting? And there were only two candidates, you said then, that spoke there?
Yes, only two candidates. So it was Nichelle M. Hayes and Gabriel Morley. Each of the candidates were given about 15 minutes to speak, and there was a very stark difference in how their presentations were accepted by those in attendance. I think there's a very clear favorite amongst the crowd and a little, I guess, tension. Pretty telling how that went.
If you've, read a lot of social media or been involved in this issue at all, you know that many people in the community have been very outspoken for Nichelle M. Hayes, who has been the interim library CEO for quite a while now. What have you heard people say about, who she is and what they really like about her?
Well, one of the main things that people are saying about Nichelle is that she rose up through the ranks of the library. She's been working for the library for 7 years. She knows the library, she knows the community, and she's been doing great work trying to, help improve things for the staff and the community. And, generally I hear that a lot of people really love working with her and her style of leadership.
And ultimately, though, last week, as we know, the board did not choose Hayes. They chose the other candidate. Again, tell us who he was and what happened then quickly after he was offered that position.
So Gabriel Morley, he worked at two other major libraries prior to coming here. It was in Fulton County in Atlanta, and the other was in New Orleans. He had a little, I guess it would be a little bit of a questionable history with both of those libraries, regarding some of the ways he handled different issues there. And that kind of controversy made its way here to Indianapolis, whether it was, through the community doing their own research or even current and former employees of that library making that situation known.
And ultimately, he did not accept this position.
Correct. I think it was less than 24 hours after the board voted to offer him this position, he declined. I believe the statement we were given was he's grateful the board wanted to extend him this offer, but he believed that this was not the right fit and was sad how the circumstances came to be.
So there is now a community call for Nichelle M. Hayes to be installed as the leader of the library. Moving forward, what is the library planning to do, though?
They released a statement that they installed a new interim CEO while they extend a new search for a CEO. We don't really know the details of how long that search is going to take or when they're even going to start the search.
Thank you, Chloe, for taking time today.
Of course. Thanks.